The long-awaited measures to tackle Italy's grave economic crisis were finally announced by the Italian Prime Minister Enrico Letta last week. Last Friday, during a summit held in Rome, Letta told finance and labor ministers from France, Germany and Spain that Italy has no time left to fix rising unemployment. A record 12% of Italy's working population is unemployed, with about 4 in 10 Italians between 15 to 24 years out of work.
The measures are positive, they will have a positive impact on the Italian economy. It doesn't make any sense to read inside these measures and say, oh, this is more to the left or this is more to the right. It certainly will make the government stronger. Finally, the government is adopting measures that are designed to kickstart the economy again.
The newly introduced anti-crisis package, renamed by the Italian media the To-Do Decree, contains more than 80 measures covering a broad range of aspects of Italy's economy. Among other things, the decree focuses on cutting bureaucracy and streamlining the civil justice system by implementing compulsory mediation to help reduce the dramatic overload on the Italian legal system. Furthermore, the decree aims to reshuffle existing financial resources and devotes some 3 billion euros for public works in 2013, which, according to the government, will create 30,000 temporary jobs. Electricity bills will also be reduced by a total of about 500 million euros, and companies will be able to obtain financial support at a reasonable cost. However, not everybody welcomed the proposed changes.
It seems to me all talk and little action by this government. The people were expecting more tangible changes, such as a scrapping of the property tax, a fairer pension system, and less state-funded layoffs.
Italian Finance Minister Fabrizio Saccomanni has warned that the promised suspension of an announced value-added tax increase from 21 to 22% next July may not be introduced. The Finance Minister explained that Italy's economic situation is showing signs that are not exactly encouraging and that the outlook is worsening.
In mind that there is still the possibility that we might have a VAT increase, and that might have exactly the opposite effect. But obviously, the government is between a rock and a hard place because they want to try and not increase this VAT tax, but you must find the money in order to do so.
Economy experts doubt Italy can stick to the EU-imposed deficit target of 2.9% of its gross domestic product without further corrective measures. Max Civili, Press TV, Rome.